If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Summer is supposed to be an opportunity to slow down, but when you look at your kids, you can't help but notice that your kids are growing up fast. Help them build independence as they grow with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families where parents can keep an eye on kids' money habits while kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. It's the easy, convenient way to raise financially smart kids. Get your first month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/pod.
Welcome to Eye on the Illini. This is Mike Kegley. We're going to do something a little different with this episode. We had a couple of national guests who gave their thoughts on Illini football and basketball. So we thought what we would do is put them together into one Eye on the Illini podcast so you could hear them together here. First, we'll have CJ Moore of The Athletic. He will talk a little bit about Illini basketball and what Brad Underwood is building. And then after that, we will circle around and go to Mike Farrell. You can obviously read Mike's stuff on IlliniGuys.com. He's on twice a week, Tuesdays and Fridays are the target days, and he does Illinois football recruiting. And he will talk about what the Illini are up to with their 2025 class and how that looks in relationship to the rest of the Big Ten. So here's a little bit of a national view of what's going on in Champaign-Urbana at the University of Illinois. Hope you enjoy it. Thank you.
Are you looking to grow your business? Do that with the Illini Guys Radio Network by advertising on the Illini Guys Sports Spectacular. The weekly two-hour syndicated show airs on more than 20 stations and is heard in six states throughout the Midwest, including Chicago, St. Louis, the Quad Cities, Peoria, Bloomington, Springfield, Champaign, Decatur, Rockford, and Quincy, just to name a few, with a reach of more than 11 million people. For information, send an email to mike@illiniguys.com and let's work together to grow your business. That's mike@illiniguys.com and let the power and reach of the Illini Guys Network work for you.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480.
This is Mike Kegley here with Larry Smith, Brad Sturdy. We are talking to CJ Moore of The Athletic. I will tell you, he's well worth the read. Go to The Athletic, subscribe. They've usually got some very good deals on making it affordable, and it is about as informative as you are going to get in sports media. So, CJ, thanks for coming on. One of the things we wanted to talk to you, obviously expert on college basketball, Illinois has put together a really, really interesting class, nine people. You've got Morez Johnson, Jasis Jaxtus, two guys are coming out of high school, kind of old-fashioned, but that's the way we got them. And then you have Tomislav Ivicic coming in, the big Croatian center at 7 foot, 250. You've got Kasparis Jakučionis coming in from Lithuania, the 6'6 shooting guard that looks like he could also be a point guard. And then you figure in five transfers with Humrickhouse, Booth, Boswell, White, and Davis. So you've got Brad Underwood, who is an old junior college coach, is used to turning over rosters. As a guy who's trying to envision what's going to happen next season, how do you even start when you're evaluating what your expectations might be for this Illini team with two returning players and a multitude of people from different places coming together to form a team?
Yeah, it's really difficult. And I think that you lean a little bit on how they've done in the past, just as a program. And then whether it makes sense on how these pieces fit together, and like, have they been intentional with how they're building their roster? And I think Brad Underwood really has been. He wants big positional size, with skill. And, a lot of times, like when I am trying to figure out like how good these foreign kids are, I'll call around to scouts who have actually been able to go over and see them play and, have usually seen these kids in person and just kind of ask, how good is he? What's he like? Who's he maybe comparable to? And you start to get a little bit of a feel, but it's really, really difficult, I think, until you can actually see them on a college campus and in a college arena and watch them play live together, because you don't always know how their games will translate to the college level. But I think they have a lot of really, really intriguing parts, and I think it's going to be a fun team. Like, it's going to be a team I want to get eyeballs on the first couple of weeks of the season, for sure. Even when they're playing directional U, I want to see what it looks like. So and I know through, and I always try to, especially with these teams with a lot of turnover, and I try to talk to these staffs when I'm kind of putting together these rankings and kind of get an idea of how they see guys in different, how they want to use him, yada, yada, yada. So I'll usually reach out to somebody on staff a lot of times when I'm trying to put together these super early rankings and kind of get an idea of what their vision is.
Yeah, and the team is really, it's very interesting how Coach Underwood is really stacked some tough non-conference games in there. Do you, as somebody who evaluates these, do you worry about a couple losses when good teams are going head to head? How do you look at that as you watch a team develop? Because it seems like guys like Tom Izzo have made a living on losing some games early in the season, which makes for a really tough team later on.
Yeah, I don't think it's a bad thing to test yourself. I mean, as a person who loves college basketball, that's what I prefer. I prefer these coaches actually play real competition and we get great games early on. I think that's what's best for the sport. You can also make an argument for like a new team like this, maybe to build some confidence early and try to get some easy games. But I much prefer the programs that are testing themselves and giving themselves real games and giving me something to watch. like right. I said, I'm going to be tuning in probably early on to a team like Illinois, regardless of who they play. But I'd rather see them play some real competition. And I think that's what's best for the sport. Like, college basketball is a sport that is always trying to battle for eyeballs in November. And I think with the college football's new format and, their season going deeper into the school year, I think it's going to be, arguably could be even more of a challenge. So the more marquee games we get, the better. So I applaud that. Good job, Brad.
Yeah. Have you had much chance to look at those European leagues, and what level, how would you describe the competition level that's over there? I think that's one of the hardest things to think about, because as you're looking at guys who are, 21 years old or 18 years old coming over from Europe, but they're playing against players like Jabari Parker and guys like that. What are your thoughts on those leagues as somebody who's had to fold that into your college watching? How do you evaluate the talent in those leagues?
Well, it's difficult because the leagues are, I mean, some of the, you take it like college basketball. I mean, you've got some Big 12s and Big 10s and ACCs over there, and then you've got some low, low major leagues, right? Like, so not everyone is created equal. You know, there are some leagues where guys are struggling to get paid. I've written about that in the past. You know, so I don't think everyone is equal, but the good thing for a lot of these young men that are coming over is they've played against like old dudes. They've played against guys that actually know how to play basketball and you know, physicality and stuff like that. So you would think from that perspective, they're ready. And one great thing about foreign kids a lot of times is Sean Miller told me this story a couple of years ago where, you know, he had a couple of his international kids, and every year before the season, he would ask, how many points do you think you're going to average? And he'd ask that out of every single guy on the team. And it would it'd come out to like, you know, the team would end up averaging 180 points, right? Because everybody right. thinks they're going to put up big numbers. And a couple of international kids said, Coach, I can't fill this out. And they said, why not? And they said, you know, it's not me to determine like what my role is. It's you as the coach. And so that the fact that you get that perspective from international kids sometimes, I think is really healthy for team building and really healthy for, you know, kind of being able to mold them how you want to mold them. So I think it's smart going over and recruiting overseas. And I think we're going to see more and more of these kids coming over late, because when you miss in the portal or when you maybe don't get one kid in recruiting, you can maybe go over there and buy a kid late. So I think we'll see more and more of this where you get these summer additions from overseas.
One final question for you, and we do appreciate CJ Moore of The Athletic spending some time with Illini fans. Are there two or three reasons that you can see that an Illini fan should be optimistic about this upcoming season?
Yeah, I mean, the international kids, number one. I think they're really intriguing and exciting. The fact they have so much positional size. We haven't even talked about like a Trey White. I know that kind of talking to them, they're excited about what he's done so far, watching him at practices. And even Kylan Boswell, you know, he's not super tall, but just a physical, big, strong guard. Kerry Booth, I think, is a kid that I saw in high school. I know has a high upside. So I think just some like high upside swings in the portal that they've made. And then shooting. I think they've got a lot of guys that should be able to shoot the ball. So I think that's at least three reasons to be excited. And you would think that maybe the defense will get a little better with all that positional size. I mean, I think that's one thing where, you know, just looking at last season, that's the one area where they were lacking a little bit. And it was kind of puzzling, right, with Brad's background, with the players they had. So I'll be intrigued to see if they you know, are able to guard a little bit better this year.
Fantastic. Well, we certainly appreciate you dropping by. It's good to get a national perspective on what the Illini are doing. And it's also reassuring to see that there's a positive feel coming out of the national point of view. And it's not just an Illini-centric orange and blue glasses that we're wearing that makes us feel that way. So thank you very much, folks. We will be right back after these messages.
Summer is supposed to be an opportunity to slow down, but when you look at your kids, you can't help but notice that your kids are growing up fast. Help them build independence as they grow with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families where parents can keep an eye on kids' money habits while kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. It's the easy, convenient way to raise financially smart kids. Get your first month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/pod.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And as they say in the theater, it's now intermission. So if you need to grab some popcorn, this is a perfect time to do it. And then when we get back, or when you get back, Mike Farrell will be here talking about Illini football. This is Mike Kegley here with Brad Sturdy, Larry Smith, and we have on Mike Farrell. Of course, you can read the Farrell Files Illinois on IlliniGuys.com. That's a subscriber-only column. Great reason alone to subscribe to our site is the insight that you get from Mike Farrell. Mike, thanks for coming on the show today. And before we get started, tell everybody about your site and where they can get even more recruiting information for those people who are addicted to college football recruiting.
Yeah, MikeFarrellSports.com, at MFarrellSports on Twitter. Just a lot of content, not just recruiting, but everything college football. You know, you're going to find obviously a lot more Illinois centric stuff on Illini Guys by far. We'll mention Illinois every once in a while here and there, but we got a couple Illini guys on our staff, so they keep us informed on what's going on with Illinois, which is always good.
Perfect. And I can't tell you enough to go to that site. He does a wonderful job. And of course, when you are the guy who kind of invented recruiting websites, there's a certain level of expertise you get from Mike. And now we're going to focus on that 2025 class. Now, there may be some jockeying around, but Illinois has a class that is 13 commits. They have some talent in there. Can you talk about the class overall, and then maybe we can talk about a few of the guys that you look at and you say, this guy might be better than what people think?
Yeah, I mean, I'll talk to the what they wanted to do coming in. They wanted to improve, you know, depth at offensive line. They wanted to continue the momentum at wide receiver. You know, they wanted to obviously, you know, shore up the defensive back room, but most importantly, you know, keep the quarterback train going. They've done a good job. You know, they've relied on transfers for so long at the quarterback position that they want to, you know, begin to develop guys. And they think in the last 3 years, and including this year with Carson Boyd, you know, they've done a good job of, you know, getting guys that I think are developmental players that they can, you know, groom from within the program and not have to go out and rely on the portal, which is a guy coming in, that's a whole new offense, whole new set of teammates, all that stuff. You need to have that culture of quarterback. So that's, I think, the biggest thing. Jershon Newton's going to get a shot at quarterback. I don't play quarterback, but, you know, and just get more athletic. So they've done a good job there. They struck out early at defensive line, you know, and that's a little bit area of concern for me in the class, even though they got a couple guys. You know, they took some shots at some big name guys and they whiffed, and that's okay. That happens. But I think for the most part, you know, you won't see this class ranked very highly. It's a lot of guys that people slap 3 stars on. There's a couple guys in here that I think are 4-star caliber players, that probably won't be ranked that way, or maybe on one service will rank them that way, simply because what happens is anytime somebody commits to an Illinois or a Northwestern or a Minnesota, you know, they'll slap 3 on them and they'll never bump them up to 4. Or if they were a 4, they'll drop them down to 3. It's just the way it is. It's not a big enough program. It's not a big enough fan base. It's not a big enough. So the rankings, I wouldn't really base that on. Bielema is a good talent evaluator. He's a little stubborn in what he likes. And this class has a little bit of that as well. But it's not a bad class. It's a good class when you're talking about Bielema upgrading the talent level since he's been there. The problem is, you know, are they upgrading versus an expanded Big Ten? And so with their upgrade in talent, they're probably still treading water because the Big Ten has added a lot of, you know, power programs.
When you look at recruiting, how important is it now that Nick Saban is retired, Brett Bielema can go out to offensive linemen and say, I've gotten more people in the NFL than anyone has? And the second corollary or follow-up to that question is, if I'm an offensive lineman, I'm going to look at that number of offensive linemen that Bielema's put into the NFL, and I'm going to know they weren't five stars. Wouldn't there be a logical attraction to say this guy knows how to get guys into the NFL? Or is today's world, is there just so many other factors that can overcome that?
It works. You know, it's definitely a selling point. It works in the portal. It works at JUCO level, you know, and it works at the high school level. The biggest problem we have in this day and age is you can get a kid like Dennis and he just leaves, and it's not his fault. You know, right. I mean, he was originally committed to Michigan State, Mel Tucker, the whole thing falls apart. He chooses Illinois, and then he becomes homesick and, you know, his family situation where he wants to be closer to home, and he's gone. And that, I mean, that's happening more and more because the portal is so accessible. In the old days, you know, he would have had to ask for his release, and they would have said you could only go to certain schools, and they would have restricted what schools he could go to. All of it completely unfair because coaches can leave tomorrow anytime they want and kids right. can't. But in the old days, it was easier to develop players, especially offensive linemen like that, because you could make them stay, or, you know, they would have to work through homesickness or family situations because they didn't really have a choice. They would have to sit out a year. Now they can just leave. And so the selling point is there. Now they're not going to get 5- and 4-star offensive linemen. They're going to get the high threes, some low fours, some that are twos that I think are, you know, better than that. But he's got to, you know, he's got to focus on the guys that he likes, you know, and Bielema is more about effort and, you know, intensity and motor and all that stuff than he is about actual, you know, physical talent. He wants kids that are 6'7", 305 with great feet, of course. But it's more about your intensity and versatility too. So long answer made short, it's a good selling point. It's against teams of similar ilk. You're not going to win a recruiting battle with Florida or Florida State or Michigan or Notre Dame because of that statistic. But you will maybe win one over Minnesota, Iowa, Wisconsin because of that statistic. And that's what you have to do. Those are the teams you have to beat for kids because you're not in the five-star business.
Defensive line has been a challenge for recruiting. Been a little surprising for us following him because, again, Bielema's got a good record with defensive linemen over the years. What do you think it's going to take for Illinois to break that streak and get a little more success on that defensive lineman hunt? Because that is probably the most rare commodity in all of football, it seems.
It's development and luck because – you know, you look at some of the guys in state, you know, two of the in-state defensive linemen went to Miami last year. A sexier program, an elite recruiter, Mauro Cristobal, NIL, that is, you know, better than Illinois. They lose an in-state kid to Michigan. Michigan's reigning national championship, much more traditional power. So you're going to have to develop. You're going to have to get the 3-star kids. You know, you got to fight for those in-state 4-stars. You just have to. You're not going to win those battles very often, but you have to stay in it. And that's the thing I like. Bielema, back when he was at Wisconsin, he complained about Urban Meyer coming in and trying to flip kids. And, you know, he felt that there was a gentleman's agreement in the Big Ten that he didn't do that. And then, you know, no. So he learned pretty quickly about the cutthroat level of business. Then in his first year, I think he was a little conservative and not going down the line and recruiting battles with those guys. You know, if he was in the top 8, but he felt he was 8, he would sort of punt and move on. He's staying in it now. That leads to disappointing losses in recruiting, but it's also extremely important because now the portal exists. So if you finish 2nd or 3rd for a kid, you know, in a year from now, he could become a Mac to you through the portal. So I think he's adapted his style that way, but it's always going to come down to any program like Illinois. You're going to get 3 stars. You got to get lucky and you got to develop them. And he, you know, Newton is a great example of that. You know, it wasn't a highly regarded recruit, you know, came in, worked hard, found an opportunity to play, was developed very, very well. And then you go out and you sell his second round status to other kids and have them come in. But when you get into the 3 stars, it comes down to, are you seeing something nobody else is seeing? And are you going to get lucky? And he's going to have to get that way. I mean, there's no other way around it. You have to be a great talent evaluator and developer, and you got to get lucky.
You mentioned the quarterback position. Obviously, Trey Petty's there as a freshman this year. Behind Luke Altmaier, you've got Carson Boyd. You got Donovan Leary. So you've got a quarterback room that seems to be improving. What are your overall thoughts about what he's done with that quarterback position, which appears to me as the layman to be much deeper than what it's been for quite some time at Illinois?
Yeah, I mean, they're getting solid quarterbacks who can move the pocket, who can extend the play, who aren't, you know, true dual threats, but can be. You know, Petty and Boyd are both guys that are pro style quarterbacks, but can run, and actually were very good runners, you know, when needed. You know, that's important, because nowadays you can't have a 6'5" guy back there who's, you know, 210 and can't move. So that's good. They're going to lose somebody to the portal, just the way it is. You know, whoever doesn't start is going to be, you know, heading elsewhere. And you have to live with that too. So, you know, I think you have to over recruit the quarterback position these days. You know, I think you have to, they got 2 in this class, Newton being one of them. I'm not saying take 2 every year, because that leads to a bad quarterback room, but I think you have to continue to get 1 every year, no matter what. You cannot fall off. You know, hope that 2 out of the 3 stay over a 3-year period, develop them, have 1 emerge as a starter, the other as the backup takes over, and then just get into that rhythm and not rely on the portal anymore. So I think he's got talented enough kids where he can do that. He'll lose 1, but he'll keep 2, and then he'll have guys who have been in the system for 2-3 years that could take over.
One final question here at the wide receiver position. What do you expect out of Franklin coming from Old Miss? And then, of course, Illinois fans remember him from UTSA, where he literally just had a fantastic game against a very good Illinois defensive backfield that year.
The wide receiver position is probably, out of all the positions since Brett Bielema has taken over, that's improved the most. They now have multiple options. They've got guys who can play out of the slot who aren't, you know, the biggest or tallest, but are excellent route runners, can get off press. They got guys on the outside who have, you know, range, you know, 50-50 ball guys. They've got speed, but not excessive speed, but enough speed, you know, to get downfield, get a little bit of separation. I think it's the deepest group when it comes to Bielema improving. And it's so important, because if you don't have that quarterback player, you have a quarterback who needs guys to bail them out. You need great wide receivers. Now, it's not Ohio State's receiver recruiting anything close to that. None of these guys are potential first rounders, but they're very good players and a bigger upgrade from the days of, man, we got Isaiah Williams and nothing else. What do we do? Now you got 5-6 guys that can, you know, eventually rotate in, and it's going to be a huge difference for that defense. I mean, for that offense, especially when it's 3rd and long and the running game isn't rolling. So I think he's done a really good job in that one area.
Folks, you can hear Mike on the Illini Guys Sports Spectacular. You can obviously read him twice a week on the IlliniGuys.com, and you can go to his website, MikeFarrellSports.com. There's just so many different ways you can access his information. Mike, thanks so much for coming on today.
All right, absolutely, anytime.
Excellent. Folks, we will be right back after these messages.
Whether you live in Champaign or Chicago, halfway across the country, or on the other side of the world, IlliniGuys.com keeps you in the know. Be it in-game results, top-level stories, or the latest behind-the-scenes info and recruiting, IlliniGuys.com has you covered. For about 25 cents a day, you can have an inside path to your favorite Illini teams. And we'll even throw in a free 7-day trial to kick the tires. Go to IlliniGuys.com, click the register button, and get immediate access to dozens of stories each month, message forums, free giveaways, and more. IlliniGuys.com.
Have you ever tried to buy gold and silver and felt like you were talking to a used car salesman? That's because the precious metals industry is like the Wild West. Salesmen can say pretty much anything or make any promise they want without repercussion. But Genesis Gold Group is different. They're a faith-driven Christian precious metals company and believe in educating their customers, not pressuring them for a quick sale. Genesis Gold Group focuses on customer service, not sleazy marketing. Genesis Gold Group is named after the first book of the Bible for a reason. Proper stewardship of wealth is their specialty. Find out why they've earned a 5 out of 5 rating through the Better Business Bureau and how they can help you secure your wealth or retirement through physical precious metals. Call right now to learn more.
800-238-3714. 800-238-3714. 800-238-3714. That's 800-238-3714.
Thank you so much for listening to this podcast or watching it. We really appreciate it. Of course, you can subscribe to IlliniGuys.com. That will get you for $99 access to all the stories, and you would get the message boards where all the rumors, innuendos, and hypotheticals exist, usually ahead of time, so you're not surprised by too much that happens in Illinois sports. You can also go to IlliniGuys.com channel on YouTube. You can subscribe there. You'll get the videos. If you've got enough to stomach Brad, Larry, and I on video, you're tough enough to do anything, but you can feel free to subscribe there as well for what we put on video. And of course, we also have Big Sports Radio, which is our Big Ten and Big Event of the Weekend radio show. And we have the Illini Guys Sports Spectacular. We'll have excerpts on the YouTube channel. Plus, we have the full shows that you can either listen on the radio or you can get the podcasts. Either way, go ahead and subscribe. We'd love to have you be a member of that community as well. And we also have the Eye on the Illini podcast of what you're listening to. We also have my Heat Checks and Hail Marys. Brad will put out Sturdy for 30, and Ked will have Ked's Recruiting Roundup. So there's quite a few podcasts out there that you can also enjoy. And the more Illini information you get, the more fun you have. And obviously for us, we try to make it lighthearted. We don't talk politics, and we don't spend a lot of time trashing people. So if you want stuff going in that's not going to make you feel angry or upset, we're a pretty good bet for your entertainment value. So we would love to have you come aboard. Until next time, go along.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.